This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 20 months after North Bay voters approved the Smart Train project, its directors are preparing to make a pivotal decision this week, choosing between two contrasting kinds of rail cars. One type is smaller, lighter, and uses less fuel with less greenhouse gas emissions. But that type, referred to as alternate compliant cars, does not meet current standards set by the Federal Railroad Administration, or FRA. Using them would require seeking waivers and other regulatory changes, which would almost certainly delay this planned start date for the local trains. Rail cars that do meet the FRA standards are larger and heavier, in part so they can safely coexist with freight trains on the same tracks. But Lillian Hames, the Smart Train's general manager, says the FRA-compliant cars are almost as green as the others.
The alternate compliant vehicle has a smaller carbon footprint for the operation of the full train, but it doesn't carry as many people. The compliant vehicles are larger. They have about 30% more capacity, so the emissions per seat are lower. It's not really a black and white issue.
The problem is no one is making those compliant vehicles right now, although several companies are getting ready to start. Hames anticipates the rail car makers will move faster than government regulators, and she has recommended the Smart Board go with the choice that meets the federal requirements.
The objective is to get the project running at the lowest possible price and to do it as quickly as we can with the least amount of barriers to overcome. And that's one of the reasons we've recommended the compliant vehicles. It's the same vehicle we've been recommending throughout our whole process. It's still an incredible improvement in the air quality of the 101 corridor with that vehicle.
These vehicles are self-contained with a driver in each car and can run in either direction without turning around. They'll have restrooms, bicycle storage areas, even snack bars. And Hames says the interiors will be built to the highest possible green construction standards.
We're looking at the possibility of having a LEED certified interior of the vehicle so that all of the seats, the upholstery, the rug floorings, all of that meets LEED standards. No other transit district has done that. We're talking about how far we can push that green envelope.
Once the decision is made, it will take 3 to 4 years for the order to be placed and the cars to be built and delivered. Smart's engineers will spend at least half that time designing the new or remodeled stations and the track improvements needed for trains to run at nearly 80 miles per hour. The North Coast Railroad Authority, or NCRA, an entirely separate entity from Smart, expects to resume its much slower freight service on the line early next year. But first, Hames says, they need to resolve the key question of how to share the critical costs of maintaining the rails.
If Smart is maintaining the tracks to a standard that meets passenger rail service, and that means the landscape maintenance, inspection of the track, inspection of the signals, crossings, all of that ongoing work, NCRA would be asked to pay a trackage fee to utilize those tracks rather than them having to maintain the tracks on their own for freight.
Also still being negotiated is the difficult issue of establishing respective schedules for the two rail services. Those same FRA rules do not allow both types of trains to move on the line at the same time, even when there are sidings where one could pull over and let the other cars pass. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.